Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. False teachers must be exposed to the true church today. That's the headline. Mike Gendring comes to the broadcast table to explain and expose.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Can you tell us a little bit about Francis Chan? What's his ministry, or what should his ministry be?
He is the former pastor of Cornerstone Community Church in Simi Valley, California. He has since resigned as the pastor there. Now he does conferences, and he's really come off the rails. He got a very solid biblical education from a very conservative seminary, but since then he has started coddling with heretics, embracing Roman Catholicism as a valid expression of Christianity. He's very ecumenical. He seeks the approval of men over the approval of God. The concern that I have is that he has a tremendous following because he speaks at conferences where 60,000 people come out and hear a variety of different heretics along with Francis Chan. And so he presents a lot of confusion as to where he stands doctrinally. I really believe that he is confusing the body of Christ. And we're living in a time in our church age in the 21st century, we see so many people following personalities rather than following the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And this man's got a very outgoing personality. People love him. They flock to hear him. But he confuses people about what the gospel is. And his association with heretics has really caused a lot of uproar. Many people have said he's come completely off the rails and he has no discernment at all.
The body of Christ needs to recognize false teachers. Jesus said there will be many of them in the last days, and it's one of the indicators, Matthew chapter 24, deception, and that's in verse 4, 5, 11, and 24. Deception will be the major sign for the second coming of Christ. We need to be prepared for this, and of course this is all leading towards putting that one false church, Revelation 17, isn't it?
Well, you're right. In fact, there's another very important verse to consider as we talk about people like Francis Chan. It's in 2 Timothy 4:3, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires." And that's why Francis Chan has such a large following. People don't want sound doctrine anymore. People are easily being deceived because they have no discernment, and they're following after people that don't have any discernment as well.
Mike Gendron, exposing a false teacher and revealing to the church why he is a false teacher. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. On this program, we bring to our audience issues that will be prevalent in the last days. Deception and false teachers will be in abundance in the days before the Lord's return. That's Matthew chapter 24, the Olivet Discourse. In his message, Jesus alerts us to the number one sign of his soon return, deception and false teachers. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...